that on the on that, you know, they had a box outside you could write suggestions for the new shul.
Yeah.
That was my suggestion. Don't have sliding doors, they never work. In the shul I used to learn in Hanof, it's like every week there's a guy came to fix
Mikey didn't decide about these doors. The person who decided about these doors already a long time, not the shul. It happened about a week after that. He said, excuse me, can you leave?
You showed him the door.
Took sliding door.
Okay, I'd like to... We're on? Yeah, we're on?
We're on.
Okay, I'd like to look at something which we don't have an opportunity to look at because it's a Bein Azman in Pasha, which is Pasha's Re'eh, the Issa Deiraisa of Eva Menachai, which we know, of course, is mentioned in two places in the Torah. Number one, the first mention of it is, of course, Pashas Noach. Ach, Bosor Benafshoi Domo Eloi Seichel. What does that mean, Bosor Benafshoi? Says Rashi number two on the sheets. Osa Lohem Eva Menachai, Kloima. Kol Zman Shenafshoi Boi, as long as the Nefesh is in it, in the animal is still alive. Loi Seichel HaBosor, do not eat the Bosor. That's how Rashi is interpreting the pasuk. Ach bosor benafshoi. As long as the bosor has nefesh in it, then don't eat it. So too in last week's sedra in Parshas Re'eh, Yud Beis Chof Gimel Rak Chazak Lebilti Achoil Hadam Ki Hadam Hu Hanefesh Veloy Soichal Hanefesh Im HaBosor. What does that mean? Don't eat the nefesh with the bosor. Says Rashi over there, number four on the sheets, Azhora le'Evim Menachai. So there we have it, we know in Issa Deiraisa of Evim Menachai. Of course, it's mentioned already in Parshas Noach, which means that it's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. A goy, according to Moses, is the first of his seven mitzvahs, is Mitzvah in Evim Menachai. Rashi says so, Mufarash al Teiro, Rashi in Psochim, a Medrash, Rambam Paskins like that. A goy cannot eat Evim Menachai, just like a Jew. What I want to discuss is really a Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Beis on the base, which brings down a machlokes, which really gets into the whole kishkas of what exactly and when exactly the Issa of Eiv Menachai starts. The Gemara, if you look at number 5 on the sheets, before looking at the example, if you just look at the words in bold, Demar Sovar Bechayeho Le'Eivorim Oimedes. Umar sova b'chayeho lav lo'ivarim oimedes. Classic Eivim Menachai would be, you go to an animal, you chop off the leg, that leg is now Eiva min hachai. It's a limb from the chai. The question is, when exactly does the Issa of Eivim Menachai kick in? Is it indeed only after I chop off the limb, I cut off the leg or any other Eiva, now that limb has become an Eva min hachai, or is it really even when the limb was still attached to the animal? I haven't yet cut it. If I were, as it were, to take a bite out of the leg, is the animal a walking Eva min hachai, or is Eva min hachai an Issa which its very nature only exists when it's been poirish min hachai, when it's been segregated, severed min hachai? And the Gemara calls that either le'evorim oimedes or lav le'evorim oimedes. The reason being, the reason why this is a shaila is because if you have a live animal in its entirety, the question is, do you look at every part of it as an eva? An eva is a limb. But maybe, and in order to be over the issa, it has to be a shame eva. It's eva min hachai. So do we look at an animal as a collection of limbs? Because eventually that's what's going to happen to it. Eventually it's going to die or be shechted and cut up. Therefore, as it were, even when it's alive, I look at it now as a collection of limbs, in which case it's Eidim and Achai that's Chal now, or perhaps not. As long as it's not yet been shechted, or as long as it hasn't been killed, I don't look at it as a collection of limbs. What is it now? It's an animal. When you shecht it and you cut off pieces, or if I don't shecht it, I cut off an eva, now it's considered an eva. If you look at the definition of Rashi number 6 on the sheets, how he explains these two shittas.
Excuse me, the phrase kol zman shenafshoi boi, that applies, that extends like to the limit of the animal. Like when the animal's alive, it's called, it's nafshoi boi.
Yeah, that's the toyer of the animal. It's the eva that came from When is nafshei boy?
You define kol zman shenafshei bo.
That's the animal that we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
That's the animal. What type of animal is subject to even a chai? Kol zman shenafshei bo. But when does it get the shem eva? Says Rashi number 6 on the sheets. Le'evarim oimedes. Do we say it's oimed, it's destined to become oivarim? Le'natcha oimedes. It's going to be chopped up. Hilkoch kol eva ve'eva shebo. Therefore, every individual limb, koru eva b'fnei atzmoi. It's considered now to be a limb. V'yeshka mishum eva menachai. The alternative, says Rashi, is no, maybe lav le'ivarim emedes ad she'tishochet. Ve'ein kan shem eiver elo imkeim hifrishoi. Unless you were mafrish, unless you actually removed the hand, the limb, the leg, whatever it is, from the animal, now it would be considered a limb, in which case the issa of Aver minachai kikikim. That's the machlokes to Amoraim that the machlokes the Gemara and Chulin Daf Kuf based on base brings down for us.
What if you hold that even when it's part of the animal, if you scrape off a little bit of skin of the animal, cut off a little piece of the ear or something?
Oh, so there you have to know. That's a whole big shy to what exactly constitutes an Aver. There is, by the way, a separate issa which is not our discussion at all today. Besides for Eva Menachai, there's also, according to some, an issa of Bosa Menachai. Even a Bosa She'emboi Eva. You have to know why you need both Yisurim. But an Eva has to be an Eva Sholim. So you have to know what's considered an Eva.
The
Menachai of the whole do. Yeah. We'll see. We'll come out at Tzipor. We're going to see it.
Maybe we should not ask this question because who knows, but What have I mean even? Seeing that there's should be any difference of definition. What's nafka? Nafka means there's a lot of halakhical stuff. But how I can assume? It seems it was a very simple option. When animal alive, don't eat piece of meat of this animal. Very simple, very straightforward. Why we don't know? All of a sudden we try to right now see what will be any have I mean that this cut piece. Different than the piece that I ate from my
animal. Well, no, because I haven't got shem eva. But take a bite now from an animal, I haven't got shem eva.
What's the holy about this?
Because eva menachai. The get of this is eva menachai.
Okay, so right now that should not have this question. Eva menachai, whatever reason is, it is fixed. Okay, fine.
The definition, the title of this is eva menachai, but when does it get the title eva? Do I look at every animal as a collection of evarim? Because that's what it's going to be in a few minutes' time. Very soon it's going to be cut up. So basically now it's a bunch of Eivarim. And if I take a bite out of a whole leg, whatever, it's now considered Eivim and Achai or not. It's only when it's been severed from the animal. Now it gets the shame Eiva. In which case the title, the Issa Eivim and Achai can kick in. What's the Nafgamina? We'll see many Nafgaminas.
So when you take up the Eivim and Achai, according to the second definition, and the animal subsequently dies, this has really got a shame Eivim and Achai. And you could, there's no takona, you can never fix that.
Yeah.
If you cut off a limb of an animal
and you eat it, you're either Ibn Achai, no question about it. Now you're asking, there's a second problem. If he happens to be a Yid, he's got a mitzvah of Shechita. So he's definitely been the vatal, the mitzvah of Shechita. Whether there's another issa involved, that's a big machlokes rishonim. Tosfos and Shavuos and in Beit Zahol, there's a lav called Einoi Zavuach. Not shechted is an issa. Others disagree. Others say, there's a mitzvah to shecht. If you eat it without Shechita, so you're mevatal the mitzvah.
It's not a nevela, that piece.
It's not a nevela. You cut off a life. Nevela is when it died without Shechita. Just didn't die, still alive.
Raph, another thing, if I may ask you, what's different between knife and your teeth?
What do you mean?
I mean, follow this thing. When you cut piece of animal, versus you bite piece of animal.
Yeah, okay.
I don't see any
significant difference. Yeah, you're right. So maybe biting is not the correct example. We'll soon see many, many enough commitments. Maybe five or six nafkaminas. The main nafkamina is exactly what the Gemara is talking about there. The Gemara there says, what happens if you were to swallow a whole bird live? I'm sorry, those who haven't had lunch yet. So if somebody swallows a whole live bird, are you over the Issa of Evim and Achai or not? The Gemara says there's a machlokes, and this is the machlokes. You swallowed the whole bird, which means that no Eva was actually ever detached from the animal. You just swallowed the whole bird. So if you were to say that Behema is le'evorim oimedes, it's oimed to become evorim, you swallowed one big chunk of Eva Menachai, Eva Issa Deraisa, get Malkus. Even if it's Eva Kazayas, that's what it's talking about there. If, however, you say that lav le'evorim oimedes, which means that it's not considered now a collection of evorim, at the moment it's an animal, so no Eva was ever severed from this bird. So if you were to swallow a whole bird, by the way, the mavur there, it's still another Issa of Bal Tashach, so it's a disgraceful thing to do, but as the Issa of Eva Menachai, there won't be Issa of Eva Menachai, because it's lav le'evorim oimedes, it won't be a problem. Another very interesting shayla, the Gemara there in Chulin, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph talks about, is what happens if an animal, as it was being born, it became a trefa. It suddenly got some illness or some maka which rendered it a trefa as it was being born, the moment it was being born. So the animal has become a trefa. Now, we know, we have a principle which is complicated and very detailed. Ein isur chal al issa. If you have something which is asa for one reason, you cannot land another issa on it. Of course, there are exceptions, issa kodol, issa moisif, but generally the principle is ein issa chal al issa. So the question is, when this animal was born, the moment it was born, it received some makor that made it into a trefa. So it's an issa of trefa. But when did the Issa of Eva Menachai, when was that Chal? Was that also Chal at the moment it was born? Because I look at it as a collection of limbs. So as soon as it's born, you know what it is now? It's a bunch of limbs. So therefore there's no issue of Issa Chal al Issa. They were both Chal simultaneously. When this animal was born, it became a trefa and a piece of Eva Menachai at the same time. So anybody who would eat a limb of this animal would be over trefa and also Eva Menachai and get double malchus. But if, however, you say that no, that really lav le'evorim oimedes, lav le'evorim oimedes, when this animal was born, I don't see it as a piece of Eva Menachai. I see it as an animal that could have the issa of Eva Menachai chal on it. Well, it won't be chal then because it's already a trefa. But in issa chal al issa. Gemara there says again that would depend on when the Issa of Eva Menachai actually kicks in. Another nafkimina. I'm sure we've mentioned this story in the past. Look at number 12 on the sheet. It's a very famous Tshuva of a Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer in the Tshuva writes, Uvdu Yodana the Frankfurt the Main. There was a story that I'm aware of in Frankfurt, he writes, Porach tarnagoyles letoich kalachas chemo reisachas al ha'ish. A bird, a chicken, flew into a large pot of chemo, of butter, that was hot, being cooked al ha'ish. Umeisa b'soichoy, and the animal, the chicken, died in the pot. Now listen to this, it's a very interesting halacha, but also a very interesting hashkofa that emerges from this story. V'hoira go'on echad u'muhulol me'oid. There was a go'on echad, very praiseworthy go'on, who's not mentioned by name over here. We'll soon see, maybe we do know who it is. She'asur hachemo afilu legoyim. The go'on echad paskened that all of the butter has become osa. Not only is it osa for you, you cannot even give it to a goy. V'shafchuhu b'chutzeis, and he threw it all out. Why? Because he maintained that it's Bosa B'Cholov. And Bosa B'Cholov, because this is a tarnagel together with butter, it's Bosa B'Cholov. And we know the halacha of Bosa B'Cholov is, not only is it osa to eat, it's osa even to benefit from, so you can't give it to a goy. Ula B'Saif, but at the end, his kiru, they reminded him that you've made a terrible mistake. De Bosa Oif B'Cholov, Mutabahano. it's only if it's the bosa of behema with milk that it's osa b'hanah.
But maybe he talked about Rabbanan, you know, he's not talking about...
No, it's not. Midrabbanan, it's true. Yeah. Midrabbanan, bosa oif is osa with chalom, but not b'hanah. Chazal Rabbanan would never go to hanah. So he's made a terrible mistake, this Gaon Echad. Why was he saying, don't give it to a goy? You can't have hanah. It's not bosa b'chalom d'iraisa, it's bosa b'chalom drabbanan, which is mutabanan.
So we can sell... Sure.
And in a moment, Heshiv Hagon Zatzal, the Gon answered back, no, there's a different reason why it's awesome. You're allowed to have an off from it, you're right. But Ulumoichra Lagoy Asuro Mishum Blias Eva Minachai the Osala Benoya. When this chicken flew in, it died at the end. But when it initially flew in, it was alive. So what absorptions, what blias were niflat into the chema? Blias of Eiv Menachai. Eiv Menachai is also for a goy as well.
Special blias? Does it have special blias?
What came out at the moment it was alive? Which issa is it now? Eiv Menachai. So balua in this chema is Eiv Menachai. Now,
how do you know balua? May it
die,
and then it was
a no, we take on, happens to be machlekas, but we take on, you have to be machle, and the blias happen in a second. Mm-hmm. In a second. There is room to make sometimes, in theory, not practically, but if you take a piece of bossa, boiling hot, and cholov is boiling hot, and you drop in the bossa and take it straight out, there is a shitta in a place in the Chamudei Daniel, who says that it's not balua? It takes a few seconds. Sometimes rabbanim are mitzaref it, but be'etzem we maintain as soon as it goes in, all the blias are extracted at that moment.
And we hold leiv worm on this, and we also hold leiv worm.
Oh, we're going to come to it. That's going to be enough.
But what is this in a chai? Let's say that somebody cut lean of animal, okay? Cut lean and use kadera. You try to tell that I need kosher this kadera.
Sure. Yeah, 100%. You got blias of Issa Deraisa now. No difference. You got blias of Bas B'cholov, Nvela, Trefa, Eiv Menachai. You got Eiv Menachai, Balua in your.
So they have blias right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's blias
Deraisa. Oh, look, we'll come to it in a second. So now, as a side, just as an aside issue, if you look there, it's very, very interesting. Look how Chassam Sefer continues. He says, V'hoyonira le'inayin. It was quite clear to everybody there. The tchilas ha-hoyro loy hoyo mitam Eiv Menachai. When this Rav initially said it's osa to a guy, he didn't mean Eiv Menachai. Ukeshkogu yotza mepnei shalit. It was a terrible error that he made. Ach lo yu'una letzadik kol oven, hizmin loy Hashem yisborach tirutz l'shazvei mikisufei. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him by making him aware that he passed him the right thing for completely the wrong reason. Which, by the way, I once mentioned on a different occasion, it's a Ramban in this week's Sedra. The Ramban in this week's Sedra on the very famous Pasuk, you have to listen to Chazal, Isashi Yagiru Lucha, Yeminu Smoil, the Ramban, have a look at the Lashon there, the Ramban says that those who paskin Shailas for Klal Yisrael, the Kohen and Levim, L'oilom Nishmaru Min HaTol Sumin HaMichshel. Have a special shmira, a special siyata d'shmaya to paskin the right thing. There are many, many stories for that. We don't have time. But the Chassam Sofer says this was a classic case. Now, it's brought down in other sforim. Even though the Chassam Sofer here didn't write who the Gaon Echad was, but the Stei Chemed writes that we do know who it was the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer, the Baal HaFlo. And he became the Rav in Frankfurt, and he said this was his first shayla. This was his first shayla, with which everybody saw the siyata d'shmaya that Rav has, that although he paskened the right thing, it was completely the wrong reason, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved his blushes, as it were.
But probably purposely didn't mention his name.
So, because, how the Stei Chemed...
Because Tzadik would say, yes, I made a mistake, but it's answered by Zed too.
Yeah, I don't know. How the Stei Chemed knows...
Don't say that he's lying right now.
How they know it was our flaw, I'm not sure. I'll call upon him.
What kind of tzaddik?
So we'll soon see. There's another very, very important halacha which is going to emerge from this Chassam Sefer. Fine. But that's the story that happened with the Chassam Sefer and apparently the Baal HaFlo. The chicken flew in and they paskan, even though a boss of a cholov might not be a problem to give it to a goy, but there's blias of Eiv Menachai. comes along the pre-Yitzchok, Rabbi Yitzchok Blaser, he quotes this Chassam Sofer and says, one moment, please. One moment. What do you mean, bliss? What bliss? You're saying that this bird that flew in was alive at the time, and anything that's absorbed from the bird into the chema is bliss of Eiv Menachai? Says Rabbi Yitzchok Blaser, but according to the opinion that Lav Le'ivarim Oimedes, then the bird in its entirety is not a piece of Eiv Menachai. So everything extracted from it is not a blia of Eiv Menachai. If, like Michael, you said before, if I would cut off a limb of a bird, of an animal, and then cook it up, so you've got blia of Eiv Menachai, no question about it. But the bird that flew in its entirety, if you look at number 13 on the sheets, the Pri Yitzchok says, Al kolponim misboir misugyezu. You see from the Gemara in Chulin, and by the way, the Pri Yitzchok says that's halacha lemaisa. The lav leivorim emedes. The bechayeho lav leivorim emedes. If that's the case of Afize Nire on the fourth line, the gam hatam sheniflat mimenu bechayeho, so to this Eiv Menachai, any absorptions that are niflat from it, eino yosa. It can't be yosa, because if the thing itself is not Eiv Menachai, then what comes out of it can't be Eiv Menachai either. That's another nafkamina of this whole machloikus, lav leivorim emedes, or ye leivorim emedes. Another dogma, another machlekes, another nafkemina, a very famous Gemara, the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Chesamad Aleph, it says, every behema in the world is becheskas issa until you know it was shechted properly. Meaning, if I find a piece of meat lying around, I've got no idea what it is, assume it's asa until you know otherwise. Until, yeah, you've got Roib, or Chazaka, or Aden. Otherwise you have to assume it's Osa. Which Issa? Which Issa? Chazaka means that it used to be Osa, so until I know otherwise, assume no change. Which Issa did it used to have? It says, Machlokes Rishonim, how to learn the Gemara. Rashi says, it used to be Osa as Eiv Menachai. Now, Rashi is very difficult anyway, because it certainly is dead now. So it's definitely no Eiv Menachai now. So what does it mean? It used to be Eiv Menachai. So that's all shmooz, machzikin me'issa le'issa. You can have a chazaka which changes your story. Fine. But there's more of a kasha. What did Rashi mean bechlal that it used to be Osas Eiv Menachai? It wasn't. Tosis and Beitz on Chofei Amal Aleph says that according to the opinion that Behema lav le'ivarim oimedes, that when the animal was walking around healthy and alive, it wasn't Osas Eiv Menachai. If I were to cut off a limb, it would therefore become Eiv Menachai.
Ein Zavuach, or so.
Oh, Tosis says Ein Zavuach. Tosis there says Ein Zavuach. Tosis says that every live animal has on it already the Issa of Ein Zavuach. That can continue on forever. But Eiv Menachai, says Tosis, according to the man's Omar, that Lav Le'ivar Memedes, it was never Eiv Menachai. Another Machlekes. The Gemara says in Bechiris that Vovam Beis, milk should be osa to drink. Why, says the Gemara? Because milk comes out of a live animal. Milk comes out of a live animal. And the Gemara says it's like, it's yotzom in Eiv Menachai. What does that mean, yotzom in Eiv Menachai? So we know the famous principle, if a camel would give birth to a sheep, says the Gemara there in Bechairis, even if the sheep has all the simone tara, the sheep would be osid deiraisa to eat. Why? The principle of yoitzi. Whatever emerges from issa is osa. By the way, I once heard a kasha, goinistik a kasha, yish lefalpul bezeh, there's a medrash that says that the osid lovoi, the Mashiach comes, the chazerim, the pigs, swine, will suddenly become kosher. Right. They will display simone tara. Right. And you'll be able to eat them. So the question is, why? Even if they display simone tara, but they were born to a non-kosher pig.
Maybe it's the second generation.
Oh! So the first generation, they are issa yotze. So now you have to know, what's the halacha of a yotze min hayotze? Is that also an issa? Okay, a shmooze for another day. I'll call upon him.
The Gemara says clearly that
Yeah, Ein HaKlami, some say it's all figurative, it's not literal. Some say when it says the Chazir will be kosher, the Chazir is a reference to Esav. Esav will become kosher, Yechayz v'tshuva, Machlaik is whether it's literal or not. Al-Kopon, you're right, how can Esav change? Al-Kopon Evoichon. So the Gemara in Bechayra says that really every milk should be asked to drink because it's emerged from Eva Menachai. And the Gemara says, you're right, we have a special posit to teach us that it's mutar. Says the
what's his special puzzle?
Eret Zovas Cholov Udvosh. Says because
it won't call not kosher.
Right.
Stuff.
How can you praise Eretz Yisrael and say, "Wow, it's a wonderful place. It's flowing with milk and honey." Well, if milk is also to drink, it's not really worth praising it for. For that matter, dvash also, maybe not dvash of tomorrow, but dvash of bees. It's also a shaila of this. It's emerging from an issa yotze. Al kolponim. Once again, we need to ask the shaila. What do you mean? Cholov emerges from Eva Menachai. Right. It's not true. If you hold that a behema is lav le'ivarim ma'imedeh, so the animal at the moment is not a piece of Eva Menachai. It might well become Eva Menachai if I then sever a limb. Cholov is not a limb. So at worst, it can be considered awesome because it's yoytzeim in Eva Menachai, but currently it's not Eva Menachai. That's a kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. So we've seen many, many, many examples, 5 or 6 different examples, we'll sum up later, of where this machloikus really comes to the fore, whether the animal is considered now to be Eivim and Achai, Le'ivar and Moimedes, or only perhaps later. There is a very interesting addition to this whole subject. That tshuva in the Chasam Sefer, he quotes the Gaon Echad, apparently it's the Baal HaFlo, the bird flew in, and he asked it because it says, Bliyas of the Eiv Menachai. Says the Chasam Sefer, if you look, the bold words of number 12, Mikol Mokoy Nilmad, this is one thing I learned from this story, the Gam B'chai Shaykh Plato. But even on a live object, there is the Musag of Blias and Plates. We're always accustomed to talking about absorptions, cooking things in a pot. The Chasam Sefer says, you see from over here, that the whole notion of Blias, absorptions, exists even on something which is alive. Even on something which is alive, like this bird, which was alive when it flew into the Chema, says the Haflo, at the moment it was alive, Blias are emerging from the animal. Others dispute this. Others say there's no such thing. The Metzias is that there's only Blias from something which has no Chios in it, which has no life force in it. So if you take a piece of meat, which is Nevela, or Trefa, or Eiv Menachai, or Chazir, whatever it is, and I cook it up, then, Shalom Aleichem, we start with the Pasha of Blias. But something which is alive has no problem. Says the Chasam Sefer, he says, the Talmidei HaRabboni HaMuflag Harav Baruch Hevi Raya Brura, from who? Midivrei Haman HaRasha. A Raya from Haman. We've got a Raya from Haman HaRasha. What's the Raya from Haman HaRasha? So he quotes, he says, look in the Rosh in Avodah Zarah. The Rosh in Avodah Zarah says as follows. The Gemara there says that if an achbar, a mouse, a rat, would fall into beer, the beer is also to drink. That's what the Gemara says. So the Rosh says, why is it also to drink? It's all cold. It's all cold. And don't tell me, says the Rosh, that even when something's cold, Blias can come out, because Haman HaRosha said not so. What did Haman say? Haman said, Tachashveirosh, that if a fly falls into a Jew's wine, he takes the fly out and drinks it. And if you, Achashverosh, were to touch the wine, then he wouldn't drink it. Look how the Jews don't respect the Melech. That's what Haman said. But Haman was obviously a Lamdan and he knew the Halacha. What did Haman say? That when a fly falls in the wine, he'd take it out. Says the Rosh, that you see that when something's cold, then there's no problem of Blias. Therefore, they just take out the fly.
Says the Chasam Sefer. How long could it be there?
Oh! Says the Chasam Sefer, then one moment. What was Haman's raya? Maybe I'll tell you that really something is cold. It does give Blias. But the reason why over there they just take out the fly from the wine is because it's alive. Maybe it's a live fly. And a live fly doesn't have bleus and platus. So you see from the Rosh with regard to Haman that no, a live thing does give bleus. The only reason you're allowed to extract it from the wine is because it's all cold. Says the Chasam Sofer, you see from over here that someone which is alive can also give bleus and platus. This is a huge, huge machlekes. Raya's lakan or lakan. There's a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says that one moment, what happens if you checked an animal? Gemara in Chulin. What happens if you checked an animal and you discover that the animal is a trefa? Fine? So you can't eat the animal. No question about that. What's the halacha of the shechita knife? What's the halacha of the shechita knife? So the Gemara says, according to one opinion, the base hashchita, which means that part of the neck where you shech the animal, is hot. And if it's hot, it can give out bleus. Yad Seledesboy, Reb Shlomo Zalman famously said, that is the proof. That will be the test of what Yad Seledesboy really is. You put a thermometer on the base hashchita of an animal to measure what Yad Seledesboy is. Al Kolponim says the Gemara, according to that opinion, the knife is now treif. Because when you shechted the animal, which turned out to be a trefa, it absorbed from this behemoth, which was trefa. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, then every time you shecht in the knife, you'd always have absorptions of Eiv Menachai. You'd have absorptions from Eiv Menachai. That's what the Gemara asked. Says some of the poskim, the Pri Yitzchak, you see from over here, that even though the animal's alive, there's still a halacha of bleus and platus. So you can see that the halachas of bleus is not limited to something which is dead, even something which is still alive. And Meirav Rabbeisa, if that's the case, we need to ask a question. How can you hold in your hand a hot piece of schnitzel? How can you dip your finger into your hot cup of tea? If we are now to say that even something which is alive can give out bleus, not only something that's dead. So when I hold my piece of meat in my hand, the meat is hot. So why are there no bleus coming out of my finger? Eiv Menachai. Not Derech Bishl. Doesn't need to be Derech Bishl. Only needs to be Derech Bishl for Basar B'Cholov.
It's Eiv Menachai also for
Pesach. Oh! So we need to work out, is there Eiv Menachai by Basar Adam? I'm sorry to make this a bit gory, but if you'd cut the limb of a human being and eat it, a cannibal, is a cannibal Eiv an Issa Eiv Menachai? If you cut off the limb of a Basar Adam, is there Eiv Menachai? So, there's a big machlokes rishonim about that. There's a very famous Rashi, we printed it number 7 on the sheets. Rashi says a tremendous yesoid in Eiv Menachai, that wherever there doesn't exist the chi of shechita, there's no issa Eiv Menachai. By chagovim, those chagovim that you're allowed to eat, insects, you don't have to shech them, therefore, says Rashi, by definition, there's no problem of Eiv Menachai. Eiv Menachai, by its very nature, is the lack of shechita. That's what Rashi says in number 7. By chagovim, ve'imishum de'ein bo Eiv Menachai, de chagav ein ton shechita. Says the Rashba, look at number 10 on the sheet, Shuta Rashba, Chelik Aleph, Simon Shin, Samach Dalad, ve'kivim de mahal cheshtayim ein on tonin shechita. Because human beings don't need shechita, there is no shechita by a human being. Af isa basa menachai ve'eva menachai einoi noyeg bohen. There is no isa of eva menachai according to the Rashba. There is no problem of eating human flesh. Cannibalism is mutter according to the Rashba. Because there's no isa of eva menachai. But others dispute that. The Rambam holds it's an isa da'iraisa. And therefore, we need to ask the question which the stipler asked in Chulin, number 14 on the sheet. Ach yesh lehispale al dorosei. He said, you have to wonder. Dimtim tzaloima, if you're going to tell me shahachai maflit, imkein, odom hanoigea babosa, anybody who touches meat, Oy tafshel roseach shayad seledes boy yehit zorech likleif es abasa. You're gonna have to peel the basa because of the blears. Me'olam leishomanu v'loyroinu. He says, I've never heard, I've never seen something like that in my life. She'odam hanegeh b'maychol roseach yehineser hamaychol kvei klipa. I've never heard of such a thing in my life. But why not? If we are to maintain, like those opinions in the Rishonim, that Basa Odom really is Asa to eat, so there's Blias coming out of the Odom. And if there's Blias coming out of the Odom, even though he's alive, but the Chasam Sefer said, even a live object can give Blias. So how can you hold your hot piece of meat in your hand? Says the Stipler, a Goinus. So it wasn't his Goinus, Chochom Echad, somebody was Ma'ira to him. The Stipler said, we had a whole machlokes, whether Behema is Le'evarim Oimedes or Lav Le'evarim Oimedes. Says the Stipler, that's all a lovely machlokes with regard to an animal. But with regard to a human being, it's definitely Lav Le'evarim Oimedes. Because you can't say a human being is oimed to become Evarim. And therefore a human being, even if there does exist the Issa of Eva Menachai, but it's certainly only when the Eva is detached from the human being. That's the goiness of the Stipler Hashem Lechochem Echad. Bishlem Legaba Behema, there can exist an opinion that Le'evarim Oimedes, it's destined to become Evarim, the Issa of Eva Menachai is Chal now already. But with a human being, you can't say that. And therefore, if you were to hold this piece of meat, there cannot exist the problem of Blias of Eivim and Achai, because a human being, as long as he's alive and no Eivorim have been cut off from him, is definitely not one big piece of Eivim and Achai. Says the Stipler, it's a wonderful teretz. Yofe heir v'yofe toan, except that if you look in the Rishonim, the Rishonim say that the issa to eat Basa Odom is not because of Eiv Menachai. It's a separate issa. It's an issa to eat flesh of a human being, not because of Eiv Menachai. And that issa exists even as long as the human being is alive, healthy, well, and in his entirety. And therefore we need to ask, every time you hold a piece of meat or dip your finger in your tea to see if it's hot enough, why are there no blias of Basa Odom? So, halacha l'maisa, it's muta, we have many, many tzirufim to make. Firstly, as we've seen, there are some opinions who hold that Basa Odom is muta anyway. There are also many who hold that by Dovul Chai there's no Blias and Platus. There are some who hold that the Issa of Basa Odom is only because it's Eiv Menachai, and Eiv Menachai doesn't exist by a human being as long as he's alive, because Lav Le'evarim Oimedes. There are plenty of tzirufim, halach lemaisa, it's mutter to hold your piece of meat in your hand. Let's just be mistaken everything we said today. We said there's an issa d'oraisa of Eiv Menachai, both for a Yisrael and for a Goy. There's a machlokes in the Gemara, when does that issa take effect? Is it whilst the animal is in its entirety, because it's destined to become Eivarim? Or no, it's only when the Eiva is actually severed. What's the nafkamina? I think we said 5 or 6 nafkaminas. Number one, if you swallow a whole live bird, are you Eiva Eiv Menachai? Number two, if the animal becomes trefa together with its birth, is that an issa that's chal together with Eiv Menachai, or there's a problem of issa chal al issa? We said the whole story with the Chasam Sefer. The bird flew in, and the hafloah paskim that is blias of Eiv Menachai, says the priest, so why the blias of Eiv Menachai? At the moment it's not Eiv Menachai, no Eiva has been severed. A fourth nafkamina with the Gemara in Bechiris. The Gemara said the cholov should be an issa of yoytzeim in Eiv Menachai. That only fits in if you say that an animal is one big piece of Eiv Menachai. Rashi says every animal has got a cheskas issa of Eiv Menachai. Seems to go with the opinion that Le'evarim Oimedes. We said a nafkamina from all of this discussion is the Stipler's Hatzor, that even if we do have a machlekes between the two Tanoim, whether Le'evarim Oimedes, Elav Le'evarim Oimedes, that's only with regard to an animal. With regard to a human being, it's definitely Lav Le'evarim Oimedes. You can't say an animal, a human being is destined to become Evarim, and therefore even if you go with the Chasam Sofer and others who hold that there is Blias and Platus from a live thing, but not from a human being, because it's Lav Le'evarim Oimedes, and therefore to hold a piece of tafshil, a hot piece of food, there is no problem of blias that come out of the fingers or your hand. The stipler added, even if you were to say that we're not dealing with the issa of Eivim and Achai and the issa of Bosa Odom as an independent issa, nonetheless we have other tziruf from Lahokel. The main tziruf is, of course, that there are definitely many who hold that by Dov Achai there's no blias in places.
Yeah, just one sad thing.